That famous plea from that CEO.
And as we predicted, Tony Hayward of BP has his prayer finally answered.
There's no one who wants this thing over more than I do. You know, I'd like my life back.
So this is it. This is what I wish for. This isn't how I envisioned it.
Someone up there in the BP boardroom was apparently listening to Tony Hayward's pleading to get his life back.
BP moved the CEO into a new job.
Kind of a transfer to Siberia. He's in charge of BP's Russian operation.
Now American Bob Dudley takes over the mess in the Gulf. Is there a sigh of relief?
I said be careful what you wish for, cause you just might get it.
Can Dudley do right? BP tries to avoid a PR relapse. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Wither Tony Hayward. Hey, Wither the Gulf. It's Tuesday, July 27th. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome back. Let's back in on the Gulf and other top stories. There's yet another job missing because of the Gulf oil spill, and that's of BP CEO Tony Hayward. He's stepping down as of October 1st. He will be replaced by Robert Dudley, an American who grew up in Mississippi. BP chairman Carl Hendricks Vonberg tells the BBC that it was a mutual decision.
He is realistic and honorable, and we all came to the conclusion that in order to rebuild the reputation, in order to rebuild our leadership position, we needed fresh leadership, and that's what we're announcing today.
And, you know, I realize a lot of people are very concerned over Tony Hayward and his fortunes in the future.
Careful now.
Hayward, now I'm just saying, don't worry about him. He's still retaining a job. He's moving on to BP's operations in Russia.
Well, what is the reaction on the Gulf Coast? Is it Hayward Schmayward? Joining us now is Captain Danny Ray, owner and operator of Calmwater Charters on Grand Isle, Louisiana. Captain Danny, does anyone give a rat's fanny for who's running BP at this point?
You'd be surprised, actually. I think we do care. We still got a lot of work to do. So I think we're hoping Dudley does right.
Hey, Danny, thanks for picking up on that. Captain Danny Ray, we're going to talk about what's on the to-do list for BP from the perspective of people in the Gulf. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yesterday's release of more than 90,000 secret military reports by WikiLeaks has White House spokesman Robert Gibbs on the defensive.
Nobody is here to declare mission accomplished. You've not heard that phrase uttered or emitted by us as a way of saying that everything is going well.
We spoke to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange earlier this morning. He told us the leaks give us the most detailed view of what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan.
This is the instantaneous report from troops on the ground speaking to each other about Afghanistan. It is what people really thought, or rather said that they thought.
The information is not expected to affect today's House vote on a $60 billion war funding bill.
In Afghanistan, NATO says it has recovered the body of a missing Navy sailor, and the search continues for another sailor. They disappeared last week while driving in a Taliban-controlled area. And the Afghan government says a NATO rocket hit a village in southern Afghanistan last week, killing 52 civilians. But NATO says its own investigation has not found evidence of civilians killed. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow is now positive for the year. It gets underway at 10,525. The S&P opens at 1,115, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,296. Coming up this hour, our strategy in Afghanistan came into question when thousands of military documents were unclassified. But the author of Three Cups of Tea assesses the possibility of nation building in Afghanistan. What is or isn't working? Greg Mortensen in about a half hour.
In the meantime, in a few minutes, we'll talk again about BP with CEO Tony Hayward stepping down. Let's hear more about Dudley. What is he bringing to the table, and is it going to change anything at all in terms of what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico, either for BP or for the people who live on the Gulf?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.